Block Island Health Services officials say they've seen 68 cases of Lyme disease through August of this year. That's up from 48 for all of the previous year. Health Service head Barbara Baldwin says she decided it was time to ask for some help.
We are asking the state to look at improving the resources available for public health education related to tick-borne diseases, to some assistance in getting lower cost testing, and also to encourage people to come in for early treatment.
Baldwin says a Lyme disease test can cost up to $500 for patients with no health insurance. She says that test isn't always necessary. They go ahead and treat patients who have the typical Lyme disease bullseye rash with antibiotics anyway. But not everyone develops a rash, and the only way to be certain you've got Lyme is a blood test. Kristen Gourlay, Rhode Island Public Radio.